Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Brock steals second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier catches it and throws to first to double up Banks. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Campbell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 0-for-1 in the game. Braulio strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shannon. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Shannon steals second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Verpel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson juggles the ball. That's an error on Gibson. Burton moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Verpel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Verpel and he is out, Santo applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Verpel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verpel is 0-for-2 in the game. Verpel hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Burke pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Shannon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Shannon reaches second base with a double. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shannon scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Fred Norman now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Gibson scores. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.